Shriyakal, bonjour, adab, and welcome to Desi Beats, dear listeners. My name is Ambika Sharma, and today's evening, Desi Beats ka ek bahut khas session aap tak laate hue mujhe behad khushi ho rahi hai. You're listening to 90.3 FM CKUD that brings you a diverse programming to our dear listeners. Jahan tak Desi Beats ka sawal hai, doston, aapke liye hum leke aate hain South Asian music, arts, a community, engagements. اور بہت سی ایسی خبریں جو اپ اینڈ کمنگ ہوتی ہیں اور آج کچھ ایسے ہی ایک خاص انٹرویو آپ تک لے کے آنے والے ہیں تو کیا ہونے والا ہے دیسی بیٹس میں میں آپ کو بتاتی ہوں تو دوستو آج کے دیسی بیٹس میں میں آپ کے لیے سنینا کچھرو بھیڑے کے ساتھ جو کہ ایک پوئٹ ہیں ایک لیرسسٹ ہیں فلم رائٹر بھی ہیں ڈائلاگس بھی لکھتی ہیں بہت پرولیفک آرٹسٹ ہیں شی از بیسڈ ان بوسٹن اینڈ وی وڈ بی ٹاکنگ ہیونگ اے لولی کانورسیشن ود ہر اباؤٹ ہر نیو اینڈ بک دیٹس آلریڈی بین ریلیزڈ سنی سائڈ اپ وچ از اے کلیکشن آف پوئم اینڈ شارٹ اسٹوریز تو ان کے بارے میں بات کریں گے اور ساتھ ہی سنینا کے کچھ خاص سانگ آپ کے لیے پلے کریں گے کیونکہ وہ گلزار کی بہت بڑی فین ہے سو آئی ایم شیور یو آر ان فار اے ٹریٹ سو واٹس گوئنگ ٹو ہیپن ویل آج کی شام لیٹس ویٹ فار دس انٹرسٹنگ کانورسیشن ود دی poet and writer Sunaina Kachru, who is our esteemed guest this evening. Teri kamzoriyan bhi tera hissa hai, isliye dilchasp tera qissa hai. Tu har zikr mein shamil hai, tu musalsal hai, tu mukammal hai. Yes, these are the lines that have been penned by Sunaina and just to give you a little bit of introduction about Sunaina Kachru Bhire, she's an award-winning poet, film writer, producer, lyricist, and a columnist. Her literary work has been vast and impressive, encompassing poetry, films, collaboration with other artists, musicians, dancers, and poets. Unhone bahut sari award-winning movies ke liye likha hai, aur bahut sari prestigious film festival mein screen ki gayi hain ye movies. تو آج کی شام ہم بات کرنے والے ہیں ان سے خاص بک کے بارے میں سنی سائڈ اپ ان کی پہلی کلیکشن آف پوئمز اور اسٹوریز ہے انگلش میں اس سے پہلے وہ لکھ چکی ہیں وقت سے پرے بیونڈ ٹائم جو ان کا پہلا پوئٹری کلیکشن تھا ہندی میں اور آج کی بات چیت میں بہت سارے مزہ آنے والا ہے فرسٹ آف آل اینڈ وی وڈ بی ڈائسیکٹنگ ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ سم آف ہر فیو لوز اباؤٹ واٹ شی لائکس ٹو رائٹ واٹ از ہر انسپریشن ایز اے پوئٹ ایز اے رائٹر ایز اے مدر ایز این امیگرنٹ سنینا فرسٹ آف آل ا بگ ہیلو اینڈ ا ویلکم ٹو یو اینڈ ویلکم ٹو دیسی بیٹس ویری ایکسائٹیڈ اینڈ ایگر ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ یور نیو بک اینڈ کنگریچولیشنز ٹو یو آن یور نیو بک
So listeners, I'm just going to recite a couple of lines for you. When the Kangris and Firans make a comeback and the steam from the hot Sheer Chai ignites the soul. When the mighty Himalayan peaks huddle together to guard the secret of nature of creation. It is winter in Kashmir. These words are essentially, when you listen to them, there's this beautiful picture of Kashmir being painted. And what if we talk to the person who painted this picture and ask her, is it always Kashmir in her writings, the vast repertoire of things that Sunaina Kachru Bhire has created over the years, living here in Boston, is it Kashmir essentially that peeks through in all her creative writings?
Thank you so much for inviting me, first of all. And it's very difficult to say that plays a part, this part of your whatever plays in your mind, whatever your experiences, that this is what plays a part and this is what not plays a part. What I mean by that is that, for example, I live in Boston. I've been living here for almost 2 decades. But whenever I see first snowfall, I always think of Kashmir, right? So when I see probably football, I think of Patriots, right? So these are the things that what were the first experiences of that thing that you're experiencing? I think that is what plays in my mind. When I think of vada pav, I think of Bombay. When I think of probably jalebi, I think of Delhi. So things like that. It's just, yes, my childhood, I spent my childhood in Kashmir, and snow and beautiful Kangris, and you know, winter, we didn't have that much of facilities like, you know, central heating and system like that. So snow had its own, uski apne, you know, we say, standard operating procedure of what you need to do, what kind of dress you need to wear, what are you going to, because we didn't have vegetables, green vegetables are fresh available during the winter. So what would we eat? We would sun dry vegetables in summer and then stock them. There's a lot of stocking. So all of the, there were a lot of activities before summer. Uski tayari se pehle, we would decide that, okay, this summer, these are the vegetables we'll eat. This is how we'll procure meat. This is how the food will be procured. This is what we'll wear. This is what kind of shoes we'll wear. And Kangris, which is, I don't know how to say, describe it. It's like a small pot of, you eating pot, personal eating pot.
Right. That's organic eating way of putting.
I should say organic fuel. And a personal handcrafted personal heater. So so you would have that. So, and then there will be incidents around that. And then we have this sheer chai, which is actually Kashmiri salt tea, which is very good in Kashmir. So all of that, it's like this grand picture in my mind. I am here in winter, so even if I'm sipping, you know, adrak chai, but I'm thinking of sheer chai. I'm thinking of snow. I'm thinking of all of those impressions, my experiences of my childhood, and they come rushing back to me. So, so yes, it is a part of who I am, and all of these experiences makes me who I am.
And also, Sunaina, you have been going in and out. I would say you have been immersed into everything to do with words. I have seen you writing lyrics, collaborating with some very renowned artists over the years, and then also writing dialogues, and then now coming up with this book, which also has the, actually it's you know, it's a full package, Sunny Side Up it is called, and it has poems and short stories, right, the micro tales. So tell me one thing, your first poetry book was called Waqt Se Pare.
And Beyond Time. That's
it. Beyond Time. Waqt Se Pare, Beyond Time. And from there to Sunny Side Up, do you see a perspective moving forward? How is it changing? How your voices are changing?
Yeah, I, you know what happens, that, you know, these are small milestones on your journey, right? I think as a writer, probably you would agree, or you may have your own thought on this, that we like to be on a journey. Like we don't sit somewhere. We have achieved something. At least I have always, by the time something comes out, by the time Sunny Side came out, I was already on something else. But this journey from one book to another book, that whole journey transforms you, right? So ye to ek safar ki raseed hai.
Bilkul.
Of the journey. So yes, the journey from one book to another definitely happens. You don't just sit one day and say, oh, now I'm going to write a book, right? Especially in poetry, because it's just a collection. Aap alag alag samandaron ke, you know, kinaron pe jaate hain, you go to different places, you collect souvenirs from there, and then it's all on your fridge. And one day you're like, oh, I can, or, you know, these rocks that you can collect from all over the world, pebbles from seashores or wherever. And then one day you realize, oh, maybe I can make a small house out of it. So it is something like that. And then the journey of going to these different places in my mind, my own experiences, as a witness to something I read. Yes, that transforms you, and I think the reader can tell if they see a transformation.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't decide to transform yourself. Organically happens. Sometimes you don't even know that it has happened.
Mujhe Sunny Side Up, poems and micro tales ki jo aapki nayi book hai, jo abhi aayi hai, published hui hai, to pehle ye bataiye, is का क्या इंस्पिरेशन क्या रहा, क्योंकि कहानियां आप लिखती रही हैं पहले से, क्योंकि मैं आपको एक पोएट के रूप में जानती हूँ, ज्यादातर आपने लिरिक्स गीत लिखे हैं या फिर कविताएं लिखी हैं, तो ये दोनों चीजों को एक साथ बांध कर सामने लाने का क्या इंस्पिरेशन था?
So Sunny Side Up is, first of all, the difference between Vakse Pare and Sunny Side Up is that Vakse Pare is primarily Hindi and then there is a little bit of English poetry as well. Sunny Side Up is completely English. So usme primarily English poetry hi hai meri. Aur kuch micro tales hain, jo kuch scenes hain Mahabharata Ramayana ke jo maine meri tarah se interpret kiye hain. What do I see in that? You know, being a fly on the wall in those scenes. So the inspiration is, I think, life, right? And that's what I said earlier as well, ki zindagi hi inspiration, usse badi muse dikhai hai mujhe duniya mein, zindagi inspiration hai, usme aapke jo chote chote humsafar hain, waqiye hain, wo sab jud jate hain, you collect all of that and you realize that if you sometimes, when you look back, you know, when we are looking ahead, we see a lot of things that we have not accomplished, at least I'm like that, but when you look back, I think Gulzar sahab ke ek geet mein hai ki mukammal adhura aage hai, mukammal maazi hai, Razi film ke geet. मुकम्मल
बात सुंदर,
तो वो आप कभी कभी रुक के पीछे एक सांस ले ले हम, एंड देन यू लुक बैक एंड यू सी दैट हे देयर इज अ लॉट दैट आई हैव प्रोबब्ली अकम्प्लिश्ड. सो दिस बुक इज दैट, अ लुकिंग बैक, आई विल से इट्स अ रिसीट ऑफ माय ट्रैवल, माय जर्नी एज अ पर्सन, एज अ ह्यूमन बीइंग, एंड दैट इटसेल्फ लाइफ इज इंस्पिरेशन. व्हाट गुड इज अ पोएम इफ इट्स समटाइम्स वी, आई से दैट वी शुड शेयर द सॉन्ग्स ऑफ आवर our pain or journey, not the source. So these are the songs of my life.
You know, as the foreword, and Dr. Shashi Tharoor has written, it's got some humor. I can see that, because often in your poetry, we hear that, and not too much of, I would say, sometimes we tend to go that way. तो मुझे सनी साइड अप से कुछ ऐसा लग रहा है कि इसमें बहुत सारी ऐसी कहानियां हैं जो आपको एक होप फॉर लाइफ दे रही हैं, आगे देखने के लिए जिंदगी की छोटी चीजों में से निकल कर कुछ आ रहा है. तो कुछ गिव अस अ पीप इनटू, यू डिड से व्हाट हैज गॉन इनटू, व्हाई डिड यू राइट दैट, बट व्हाट शुड आई एक्सपेक्ट इफ आई वांट टू रीच आउट फॉर दैट बुक टुडे.
सो देयर आर, सो द वे आई हैव स्ट्रक्चर्ड दिस बुक इज दैट आई हैव डिवाइडेड इनटू डिफरेंट चैप्टर्स. So the chapters that I have, I just felt they were different topics on which I had written, like home and homelessness, love, longing and liberation, then fight the fight, wanderlust and healing is how I have kind of connected it all together. And then, of course, the micro tales. There are smaller nostalgic things like talking about my mother, talking about my grandmother, great grandmother, their stories and how, because we, without our stories, we are all irrelevant. That's what I think. So how they have impacted, then there's this, a lot of, I get very inspired by Krishna, Radha, Meera, Rukmini, and all of, you know, how that whole dynamic worked. I've written poetry on that. And that, how as a female, I see that. There's that. And then there's a poem which I love to read it. It's called, When I Asked About You and Me. It's more of a wordplay. And just, I wrote it out of, because I wanted to have fun.
Of course.
Sure. So as I said, it's, the title is When I Asked About You and Me. When I asked about you and me, Einstein blamed it on relativity. Ramanujan was coiled in infinity. Ibn Battuta advised to change the city when I asked about you and me. When I asked about you and me, Hawking was traveling in time. Keats was busy hunting for a rhyme. Sherlock was somewhere solving a crime. When I asked about you and me, the wind was kind to offer a ride. Oceans let me cycle the tide. Moon yelled, clouds, let's hide, let's hide. When I asked about you and me. When I asked about you and me, Krishna and Radha, just duality of a name. Krishna and Radha, just duality of a name. Ghalib said, it's just a children's game. Laleshwari said, you and me are the same. Rumi danced till fana, and then nothing remained. Nothing remained, neither you nor me. when I asked about you and me. When I asked about you and me.
That's beautiful, Sunaina.
Thank you.
Listeners, this evening, we're bringing you an interview by the famous poet. And as I said in the intro, that she has dealt with words at all and every level. She has done a whole lot of work, and she stays in Boston, and her name is in Waqt Se Pare as well. There's also the theme of some angst, pain of you being a Kashmiri, also the voices of, you know, how we all away from our countries of origin. I mean, we have chosen to be here. You being a mother, you being a woman, an artist, what takes the center stage in every piece, in everything that you write, or there is something that speaks louder than the others?
I think, yeah, probably it keeps changing, the voice. You're everything every time. At this moment, I am a poet, I'm also a mother, I'm also female, I'm a Kashmiri, I'm also a Marathi because I'm married to one, and I'm a Bostonian also. So at any point of time, you know, if you take what is river? If you ask me, people think river is something that flows, right? But river is also the water near the base, jo uske tale pe hai, jo kabhi bhi udhar se hila nahi hai. The river is that too. So if you take a slice of life, you're all of these things. But at a point, like if I'm listening to a song, then probably I'm that little girl hanging on from an apple tree and trying to claim my own apple in Kashmir. When I'm dropping my son and I'm thinking of, oh, why is the bus late? I'm a mother, I'm an anxious mother. When I'm driving on I-95 in Boston, I'm listening to sports radio, I'm Bostonian, I'm trying to think, you know, where is Tom Brady going next? So you're all of this. And you're a female too. You're someone who likes love songs, who likes to listen to Jagjit Singh, who likes to listen to Lata Mangeshkar, who likes to listen to rock songs, soft rock and country music as well. We are all of this. And then there are moments where everything else goes to a back burner. You're just that one little girl listening to a song or thinking about your childhood.
And you just now spoke of the influences, and I can't stay away of not mentioning about Gulzar. And yes, your influence is a big time. I think influences come from him as well. So wo kya kahani hui ki aap unki shayari pe kitna raha unka jo ek influence aapki cheezon mein kafi bare mein likhti bhi hain to kahin wo tasveere bhi jhaankni hain Gulzar ji ki.
Dekhiye kya hai, jaise meri pehli kitab ka aap title hi dekh lijiye, kyunki ye pehli kitab thi, First Child. So उस समय हम मैं एक्चुअली एक दो दिन पहले इसके बारे में सोच रही थी दैट प्रोसेस ऑफ सिलेक्टिंग व्हाट डू आई नेम इट राइट. सो वी माय बुक इज कॉल्ड वक्त से परे बियॉन्ड टाइम. सो द फ्रेज वक्त से परे इज फ्रॉम द सॉन्ग नाम गुम जाएगा, वक्त से परे अगर फिर मिले कहीं. दैट सॉन्ग, दैट लाइन is talking about timelessness. You know, there is science in it, there is metaphysics in it, there is poetry in it, written by Gulzar Sahab, sung by Lata Mangeshkar ji. And Beyond Time is something that is actually what Waqt Se Pare is. But Beyond Time is also an album which is one of my favorite albums by Jagjit Singh ji. So that's why that phrase was very, like, that's how I came about that phrase. So as far as Gulzar Sahab is concerned, I think... I don't know how to summarize it, because he's in my mind, my head, when I read about him, when I read what he has written, he's like this, you know, person in our family of poets in the world. Ki unke piche rehke hum kuch bhi badmashiyan kar le, ki wo bacha lenge hume, kuch bhi likh le. I was today thinking about this songs from the movie Thodi Si Bewafai. It has such beautiful songs. Azhar Rahe
Mood Ke Dekh.
आज बिछड़े हैं कल का डर भी नहीं, जिंदगी इतनी मुख्तसर भी नहीं. देन देयर इज आल्सो अ सॉन्ग कॉल्ड मौसम मौसम लवली मौसम कसक अंजन. एंड आई वाज थिंकिंग, लुक एट द वैरायटी, सेइंग एट दैट टाइम दैट मस्ट हैव बीन द मॉडर्न सॉन्ग ऑफ दैट टाइम, के कसक अंजन मौसम लवली मौसम, यू नो, गेटिंग दिस वेरी टॉकिंग अबाउट यूथ एट दैट टाइम आर टॉकिंग अबाउट देयर लैंग्वेज, देयर फ्रेजेस. वो जो है ना आप गुलजार साहब को एक फ्रेज में पकड़ नहीं सकते क्योंकि बाय द टाइम यू डू दैट ही हैज मूव्ड ऑन. ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट व्हाट माय सन इज ही इज राइटिंग फॉर मोटू पतलू की कहानी. इज ऑल्सो राइटिंग हमको मन की शक्ति देना. ही इज ऑल्सो राइटिंग दिस पोएट्री कॉल्ड नॉटी पोएम्स सस्पेक्टेड पोएम्स. सो ही इज फ्लोइंग कंटिन्यूसली और वो वक्त वक्त के साथ यू नो चलने वाले इंसान हैं. उनकी उनसे ये बहुत बड़ी चीज हम सीख सकते हैं. वो
सीख सकते हैं
पास्ट में नहीं है, वो आगे ही है हमसे. तो हम वी हैव टू कैच अप टू हिम व्हाट ही इज डूइंग. सो दैट इन्फ्लुएंस इज डेफिनेटली देयर. मुझे याद है पिछली बार मैं उनसे जब मिली थी एक बार तो मैंने ये कहा था कि उन्होंने एक कश्मीरी पंडितों पे एक मुझे कविता सुनाई थी. वो अधूरी थी तब जब तो वो जब खत्म हुई तो हम दोनों शांत थे. एंड वी बिकॉज आई डोंट नो व्हाट टू से And I said that, you know, हम सब सतह पे रहते हैं स्किन की. यू नो वी स्टे ऑन द सरफेस बट आप नब्स पकड़ लेते हैं और वो बहुत हल्के से पकड़ते हैं नब्स. वो फिर जो एक बार नब्स पकड़े उनसा वो फिर छूटता नहीं. समथिंग लाइक दैट. दैट्स हाउ
यस वेरी वेल पुट एक्चुअली माया. आई वुड से दैट या हाउ आइकॉनिक हिज राइटिंग्स एंड ही हिमसेल्फ इज एन इंस्टीट्यूशन दैट वी पोएट्स कंटिन्यू टू लर्न एंड अब्सॉर्ब एंड Every day, something new coming from him, as you said. And I want to now know this very, very catchy, the cover page. I really liked it. You know, someone, is it a child climbing up or is it someone just climbing up on the...
No, actually, this is a self-portrait made by my son.
Ah.
So one of the things in this book, what I did was I asked a lot of children and a couple of adults, were primarily kids, to give me their illustrations. So there are some kids who have, you know, I have somebody who's an autistic child. I've used her her creation. Then my son has given me, other children have given. So a lot of illustrations are by kids. And some of that is by my son as well. He contributed as well.
Aha. So tell me, Sunny Side Up, poems and short stories. Where can we grab a copy of this? And where is it available? So, because I'm sure, and before we even do that, why don't you recite another, a favorite, anything, a short story or a few lines from a poem that you love from Sunny Side Up? And then we're going to go to where we can grab a copy from.
Sure. So I can pick a very short, because these stories are very short. So I'll read this short story called Sakha, My Special Friend. This is a conversation between Arjun and Draupadi. So what we have heard in, when we were hearing these stories of Mahabharata, one of the aspects that I had seen was that Draupadi and Krishna had a very special relationship. They used to talk, they used to converse about zindagi ki jo jaddojohad thi us samay, about that. So Sakha is actually, Arjun is a little jealous, so he's asking Draupadi that, you know, this is the conversation. It's just a small scene. Sakha is just a special friend. Why do you feel jealous? Asked Draupadi. Sakha is just a special friend. Why do you feel jealous? Asked Draupadi. Arjun replied, well, I was just hoping to be that friend in your life, an intellectually stimulating companion and a passionate lover too. Even though Krishna is my guru, yet I feel envious that you consider him as your comrade and consult him in the matters of the heart. Draupadi looked at Arjun with adoration and said, why do you assume that it's always a woman who seeks a man's counsel? She paused for a moment and then declared, I don't seek Krishna's counsel, he seeks mine.
Absolutely beautiful. It is, this has beauty as well as so much of depth. I mean, as you talked about nerves. Yeah, I would say that it goes somewhere there for me. Yes.
So yeah, and tell me about the book. It is available yes. on Amazon. In India, Amazon.in, Flipkart, and Amazon.com. Right now, it's only available as Kindle in Kindle form. I think it will be available on Amazon.com in US and Canada in a week's time. There was a little bit of a delay from the publisher, but it's available on Amazon.com in Kindle form and will be available in the book hardcover form in probably a week's time in US and Canada. But in India, it's available on Amazon.in and Flipkart.
Fantastic. So moving forward, what are you working on right now? Is there anything in the pipeline, or you're just busy promoting this book and, you know, readings and stuff like that?
Yes, I am. Actually, my next book is also ready. So it's a Hindi and Urdu poetry called Teri Jaane Ke Baad. I'm probably by end of that this year, I'll get that published too. I do have I'm of course working on things that I can't talk about, songs, but I do have a short film coming out probably in a month's time. It's called The Good News. And it's based on Kashmir. And I would like people to keep a lookout for it whenever it comes out. So that's the next exciting thing that's coming.
Absolutely. So good luck and good wishes. And I'm sure we're going to be, we'll be hearing a lot about your songs, films, books, and good luck for Tere Jaane Ke Baad. And we will look forward to you reading us a couple of poems from that as well when it gets published.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for inspiring us with your work and with your poetry too. So.
I think it's mutual. And listeners, this evening, I just want to say that this woman, Sunaina Kachru Bhide, is exceedingly humble, given not only the body of work, but also the work that she has created, the quality of that. And I am privy to some of the things that she has done and she has created. So complimenting you on this beautiful book, and I am definitely going to order Sunny Side Up as and when it becomes available on Amazon. You can, of course, go and grab your Kindle version for the same. It's by Sunaina Kachru Bhide. So, aaj ki shaam, dosto, aapke liye bahut zabardast poetry, bahut khoobsurat baatcheet samne aayi. Hame bahut maza aaya baat karte hue aapse, Sunaina. Aapko bahut sara good luck kehte hue, thank you kehte hue ki aap CKUT ke is program mein Desi Beats se hamare saath judi. Aapko main kehti hu, bye bye.
Thank you so much.
मन है गल याद रहे जो गुजर गई कल की बात थी हो उम्र तो नहीं एक रात थी रात का
नाराज नहीं जिंदगी हैरान हूँ मैं ओ हैरान हूँ मैं तेरे मासूम सवालों से परेशान हूँ मैं ओ परेशान हूँ मैं तुझसे ना संभालने होंगे जीने के लिए सोचा ही नहीं दर्द संभालने होंगे मुस्कुराए तो मुस्कुराने के कर्ज उतारने होंगे ओ मुस्कुराऊं कभी तो लगता है जैसे होठों पे कर्ज रखा है ओ तुझसे नाराज नहीं जिंदगी हैरान हूँ मैं ओ हैरान हूँ मैं
हम तक तुम्हारी दुआ आ रही थी, तुम आ गए हो, नूर आ गया है।
नहीं तो चराहों से ना जा रही थी, तुम
आवाज़ है। आपकी आँखों में कुछ की आंखों में कुछ महके हुए से राज है।
जिया जा मैंने तेरे लिए ही सात रंग के सपने चुने, सपने सुरीले सपने, मैंने तेरे लिए ही सात रंग के सपने चुने, सपने सुरीले सपने, कुछ हंसते कुछ गम के, तेरी आंखों के साए चुराए रसीली यादों ने, ओ मैंने तेरे लिए ही सात रंग के सपने चुने, सपने सुरीले सपने। छोटी बातें छोटी छोटी बातों की है यादें बड़ी, भूले नहीं बीती हुई एक छोटी घड़ी, छोटी बातें छोटी छोटी बातों की है यादें बड़ी, भूले नहीं बीती हुई एक छोटी घड़ी, जन्म जन्म से आंखें बिछाई तेरे लिए ओ मैंने तेरे लिए ही सात रंग के सपने चुने, सपने सुरीले सपने। भोले भाले दिल को बहलाते रहे, तन्हाई में तेरे ख्यालों को सजाते रहे, भोले भाले दिल को बहलाते रहे, तन्हाई में तेरे ख्यालों को सजाते रहे, कभी कभी तो आवाज देकर मुझको जगाया ख्वाबों ने, ओ मैंने तेरे लिए ही सात रंग के सपने चुने, सपने सुरीले सपने। वो शाम कुछ अजीब थी, ये शाम भी अजीब,
गुलाल था Make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you.